Glory to God forever and ever. Amen. Jesus Christ is alive today. He's the King of glory. He's the Son of God and the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. Wonderful Jesus, reveal yourself to us. Amen. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge you are God. I want to try to keep this short. We're coming up on Christmas, the most wonderful celebration of God sending His Son to the earth to be a man. Amen. This is central to our faith, of course. And when we meet the Holy Spirit, everything in our most holy faith becomes really too wonderful for us to comprehend, and glorious, and an eternal revelation, and even a mystery. All of that together and so much more. The chief end of man is to know God. Man was born to fellowship with Him. Amen. I don't hear of this proclaimed very much, so I'm going to keep proclaiming it and saying it and talking about this topic. This series is the glory of the Lord, but that's what the glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself, and He literally offers to fellowship with a person, with every person on the earth. He offers Himself in totality to every person. Amen. And it's through His Son, Jesus Christ. All because of what Jesus has done and what He's doing today and will do for eternity. Amen. To think that, and that's why Christmas is such a wonderful celebration. But the celebration is eternal. You understand? Those who know Jesus Christ are in an eternal celebration. That might be the title of this short message. Incredible. We've missed it, and what's the answer to finding it is the Holy Spirit. Glory to God forever. You know, that same Holy Spirit that came upon Jesus Christ, that's now how we can experience the Holy Spirit, because Jesus became a man, just like us. Glory to God. So I was just realizing this today. But this truth, okay? If someone's born again, the glory of God is in their spirit person. They are a spirit person. If you're born again, you are a spirit person. And the glory of God is all around you, is all around a believer. Isn't that amazing? The glory of God is also all around unbelievers. Their spirit person's not alive, so they can't experience Him at all. They can't understand it at all. Okay. But if in this short message, I mean, I want to keep these messages short because it is all simple. So, again, I want to go back to this truth, this incredible, unspeakable truth that God wants to fellowship with, well, really with every person. God wants to celebrate a fellowship with every human being, even for eternity. I mean, He's not willing that any perish and end up in hell. He wants people to make it to heaven, period. And in heaven, what does someone do? They fellowship with God, with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit forever. They will be in an eternal celebration. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe. Man was made to created to fellowship with him. That we can say this in a lot of different ways, can't we? I'm trying to just say it in some different ways, but to think that, you know, we don't hear this. I was a Christian a long time. For years, I never heard this. I mean, I went to one of the biggest, most prominent churches in my city. I never heard about this. Okay, nothing. But my, you know, generally, sometimes we do many other things, and many of them are good and good things, and we need, of course, there is a place for occupying, you know, staying, you know, being in ministry, studying the Bible. There's a place for all of that. But the, you might call it the overarching, most important thing, the absolute most important, is developing that relationship with our great and awesome God in what Jesus called the secret place. Jesus spoke about mysteries. He spoke about the secret place. He spoke about how God hides. But he said, when you pray, go into your closet, into your private place, and pray to your Father who dwells in the secret place. And your Father who hears in secret will reward you in the open. So that secret place is Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's simple. Now I'm keeping these messages general because we need to hear it again and again. I want to try to finish with this. I'm keeping these messages intentionally focused on the glory of the Lord, trying to, and on the big picture, which is, it's all about knowing Him and meeting Him and knowing Him and developing that, and then everything else follows. Everything that God wants us to do, and that a believer can and should be doing, it's all in the power. It's through the power of the Holy Spirit that we can do that. And it's such a privilege. You know, everything changes. We naturally want to walk with Him, learn from Him, seek Him, so much more, worship Him, learn from other teachers, go into ministry. You know, everything flows from that. It's like, it's, we do many, many other things, but sometimes we do need just that one thing. Seek Him with all that we have. Love Him with everything we have. And incredible things are going to follow. And He offers an eternal celebration. Let's remember that. There's a big misconception, and it's especially before someone finds the Holy Spirit, that it's going to be like the misconceptions are things like, it's, you know, that this Christian life, it's difficult and it's very hard, and it's, we've got to just totally beat ourselves up and deny ourselves of all these things, and it's, you know, it's, God is far off and far away, and there's all these lists of do's and don'ts. That's just some of them. But the answer is so simple. When we get born of the Holy Spirit, we now realize that it's an eternal celebration, and the greatest celebration is His presence, the glorious splendor of His majesty. And within Him is everything a human being wants, needs, desires, longs for, hopes for. that miracle that you might need, that I need. Well, His presence and glory can give us the miracles, satisfy all of our needs. We all want and need peace and joy and happiness and fulfillment and harmony. We want good people around us, all these things. We want health, and you know, Jesus Christ and the Father God Almighty, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit provide all those things. A great man of God says, if you need that healing, don't seek the healing, seek the healer, the great one, the one and only. If isn't that fascinating? We can say that same thing for every. If we want peace, go straight to the Prince of Peace. He gives peace that passes all understanding. If someone wants joy, happiness, fulfillment, forgiveness from our past, from our past mistakes and failures, and Jesus offers all of it and even more. I mean, eternal celebration. He offers pleasures, eternal pleasures, which His glory is the greatest pleasure. So, you know, that's, I want to keep proclaiming this. And the greatest thing is that He offers His presence, He offers to fellowship with us. Amen. Amen.